Welcome to the channel. My name is Val, an Instagram influencer and expert. This channel on YouTube is really going to be in-depth Instagram tips and really long format detailed advice and tips that I have learned over the years of being an Instagram influencer, making six figures from brand deals and other products, and just having lots of experience behind my back. Today, we're going to talk about what I would do if I was starting from zero, from scratch on Instagram in 2023. But before we go into that, I want to share some updates that happened in 2023, the newest updates for Instagram, which are kind of crazy, and I think we just need to talk about them for a second. Number one, Instagram has officially announced that they are pushing newsfeed posts, which are just photos in general, like carousel posts, if you're going to be publishing them on Instagram versus just pushing their reels, which was a trend that we saw last year. And so now people are seeing more engagement on carousel posts, not only on reels. Me, myself, I've tested both of them. One thing that I would say is that my Instagram newsfeed posts are really going to more of my followers, my current followers, and I've been seeing that the Reels videos are actually going out to more of the non-followers. My takeaway is that definitely use both. So do both newsfeed posts and Reels. If you want to nourish your current followers, do that through newsfeed posts. If you want to nourish and bring value to non-followers, if you want new eyes on your content, do Reels. The second update on Instagram is Instagram verification for everyone, and all you have to do is pay $11.99 per month. This is a feature that is not available in USA yet, but it is coming out soon. So much opinions on this because some people don't like this. They don't want to pay Instagram anything. Some people like me actually think this is kind of cool because with Instagram verification, you also get extra engagement. So the Instagram actually boosts your engagement for your content more. You get security because you get support. So more support through the Instagram chat. So if you have any problems with like anyone creating fake accounts of you, you can just contact the support. So there are additional perks to the Instagram verification, which I think is a great investment for creators. Number three, one of the latest things, Instagram actually is removing their Reels bonus program. So if you have making money from Reels bonuses, it is a sad thing because they are removing this and we're not going to have access to this at all. But the good thing is they're still going to have the performance bonus still available. So I'm pulling out my special Meta group chat that I'm in on Facebook, and I can confirm that they are removing the Reels bonus program, but they are keeping the performance bonus program. So that's more details on this update. It's kind of interesting because one of the things that I teach all my students and inside my one-on-one coaching programs is that brand deals or creating your own digital product should be one of your number one sources of income from Instagram. And the Reels bonuses were just another one on the side. So the cool part is for my students, we aren't too worried because we always focus on brand deals and getting brand deals consistently every month, and our students are landing them. And so when the Reels bonus program went away, it's not really a big hit for us. So that's the good news. And if you haven't focused on actually monetizing your Instagram except for Reels bonuses, I have a free guide on 5 ways to make money on Instagram as a beginner influencer. Go ahead and grab that in the description below, and I'll actually add it to this YouTube video section right here. So you can go ahead and click it and download the guide. The last update that I want to talk about is scheduling your Reels and your newsfeed posts, because let's be honest, we really needed that function a while back. Like Instagram, you took way too long with that. So if you don't know what that is, I actually would love to show you guys a little screen recording. So I'm actually gonna go to my Instagram right now, because I just love this feature so much. It saves me so much time. Let me pretend that I'm making a new post on Instagram. All right, so I'm gonna pretend I'm posting this reel right now. And what you're going to do, you're gonna click on Advanced Settings and click on Schedule This Reel. And so you can schedule out all your content ahead of time, and it just saves creators like us so much time. You can thank me later if you didn't know this feature. Now that we know the useful updates for Instagram, let's get into what I would do if I was starting from scratch, zero on Instagram. The first thing on my list is finding a niche. And it is just so important because as beginners starting off on Instagram, you need to be known for a specific niche. One of the examples that I like to use is if you go on a date with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or just a friend, you go on a date, a lot of times people don't really want to go to a buffet. People want to go to a specific restaurant like Italian, Chinese restaurants, or for example, a burger place. And that also applies to our Instagram habits. So if I'm following people on Instagram, a lot of times it's for specific reasons. Maybe I'm following someone for their makeup tips. Maybe I'm following some people for their outfits. So these are just examples. And if you analyze it yourself, you can probably see that as well. Like, yeah, I do follow this person for this. I follow this person for fitness tips. And if the person you follow for fitness tips starts posting their kids and 24/7 and becoming a mom blogger, it might not be interesting for you because you follow this person for fitness tips. That's why people want to see a specific niche that you're known for. And the people who follow you want you to be sticking to that because they expect you to post things in your niche tomorrow, today, and the day after. So that is the consistency that comes from having a niche and the reason that you do need a niche. To find a niche, it really includes doing market research, seeing what kind of hobbies, things you enjoy, maybe other accounts that you follow and you would like to find inspiration from them as well. So after you find a niche that you want to go with, my next step would be number two, creating content. So one of the first things that I do recommend is that you create 1 week worth of content. So really, if you want to start growing your Instagram account, you at least need to have 7 posts on your Instagram account because it is going to be hard to build a following. If you have 1 post, 2 posts, 3 posts, on your account, people are going to go on your account. They're just going to see that you don't have any content on there and it's just not going to convert new followers. So the first thing you want to do is create a week worth of content. This can be either just Reels videos, just newsfeed posts, or you can mix both. It does not really matter at this point because all we're doing is just building a portfolio that we want to have on our Instagram page when people visit it. So that's what I would do if I was to create my Instagram and start from zero. Next, one thing that I do recommend, even if you are not starting from scratch to do this, is to pin 3 pieces of content to your Instagram feed. So right now, it's actually a new feature that came out recently. You can actually pin to your news feed. Let me show you guys how it works if you still don't know what that is. So right now I'm on my profile and I already have things pinned. So let me unpin this from my profile. And so now if I go to any of my posts, but I do want to find that post. So let me go to that post real quick. So I found the post that I want to pin. I'm going to click on the 3 dots in the right corner, and then I'm going to click on pin to your profile. And so this post is going to be pinned to the top of your profile so that it is going to be one of the first things that people see. Now, what are you supposed to pin? So number one, you want to pin things that are going to share about you. A little bit about yourself. Maybe it's going to be a post, a video that you record, sharing a little bit about your story, what you do, and how you ended up in this niche. Or maybe it's just a hobby that you really enjoy and you want to share this on Instagram. In my pinned video, I talk about my story. I tell them, hey, my name is Val. I started off on Instagram as a broke college student. Today, I share a lot of Instagram tips. So if you want to stick around and learn more about Instagram, follow me. And so that is exactly what I recorded in that video. And it is pinned to my profile so that when people visit my page, they can really learn about me in that first video. You can also pin high quality contents. So this is content that brands would like. So if you're a fashion influencer and you have some great fashion photos, or maybe a really cool Reels video that did very well, you can also pin that to your profile so that brands can see that first thing when they visit your profile. And lastly, any type of value or tips that you share, pin that post to your profile so that people will find value when they first visit your Instagram account. Number four is collaborate with others. This is probably one of the next things that I would do if I was growing on Instagram from scratch. I would go ahead and reach out to other creators who also have a small following or 0 followers, and I would try to collaborate. And I would specifically collaborate through stories. So I would do story shout outs and exchange followers that way. It's a really great system that I share inside my Instagram Growth Hacks PDF. By the way, if you want to download it, click right here. It's completely free. Number 5, one of my favorite strategies to grow on Instagram is Instagram Reels. Probably not a big surprise, right? Just because Reels are one of the best ways to reach non-followers, like I mentioned in the beginning of the video. You can reach large amounts of people, eyes on your account through Reels videos, especially if you know how to create Reels videos the right way. So I would 100% start with posting Reels daily, and that would be my number one method to growth. Here's some quick tips on growing through Reels. Number one, make sure your Reels are short. About 15 to 30 seconds is where I try to be on average. Number two, use trending sounds. So if you see a little arrow on the bottom of that sound, that means it is trending. So you want to use those kind of Reels sounds. Number three, always add a call to action at the end of your Reels videos. If you want to get more likes, tell people to like that video at the end of it. You want to remind your viewers what action to take after watching your video. Now to the next and my last tip, if I was starting from zero on Instagram, would be to learn from experts. That's probably one of the things that I wish I did sooner in my Instagram journey. So what do I mean by learning from experts? It's to go ahead and download all the free PDFs that you can get. Find all free resources that you can get. Do research on YouTube, on Instagram, on Google, on how to grow your Instagram account, what strategy you find more convenient for you. And by the way, if you're watching this video, you're probably already doing the right thing by watching experts and learning from them. And one of these expert resources is my free masterclass, How to Grow Over 100,000 Followers and Become a Paid Instagram Influencer. This is one of my signature webinars that I host, and this is going to be a recording of it that you can watch to grow your Instagram and really understand this in a 1 hour session with me. So I'll leave that link right here, and that's all for today. These are all my 6 tips that I would take action on. If you're starting from scratch, go ahead and literally take notes, write down your action plan for this week to at least use some of these tips that I shared with you. Because if you don't write them down, if you don't actually take action on them, this video was useless for you. So I hope this video does help open your eyes and tell you that there is a strategy for you to grow forward. Even if you're starting from scratch, there's so much possibility and ways to grow on Instagram. You just need to know the strategies like the ones I just shared with you. Go ahead and subscribe if you want to see more videos like this on my channel. Let me know what other topics you'd like me to discuss on the YouTube channel in the comment section below. Thank you for watching.